This is episode 27 of UFO Encounters. This week I'm reading from Michael Allen's book, Alien Revelations. When I have guests on my podcasts, I read their books to work out questions for the episodes. And when reading these books, I always find such fascinating information that never makes it into the podcast. And here I get a chance to give you a peek into the book. I put a link to the book in the show notes, and I did seek permission to record the extract from the book, and the author kindly said yes. And so if you enjoy this podcast, please leave a review and be sure to subscribe. So I'm going to start by reading from chapter 5. This is called Final Encounters, and this is what Michael has written. One of my old internet friends was being interviewed, and I wanted to hear them speak. That night, I fell asleep on the sofa. The show had concluded around 1 a.m, and by the end, I was too tired to drag myself into bed, so I dozed off. I then woke up a couple of hours later, completely paralysed. I could hear loud, rhythmic sounds pounding around my head, and the room seemed to be strobing with different colours. This wasn't the first time this had happened, but I knew that it meant I was about to have a close encounter. I remember seeing a shadowy figure walk across my field of view, but then they didn't seem to do anything. This reminded me of my encounter years ago when I saw my pet cat Finbar at the top of the stairs to my attic room. This thought actually reassured me. There was an intruder in my house, but I decided that I wasn't going to be abducted. It also meant that I probably wouldn't even have to look at the intruder. They would likely just do whatever they had to do and then bugger off. I relaxed slightly and just watched the colours flashing and listened to the drumming sound in my head. As I did, I noticed a jump in time. I must have blacked out, but I was still sitting in the same position that I was at the start of the encounter, so I didn't think that I'd been abducted. I was still paralysed, and my senses were still full of noise and colour. I noticed that I could detect voices in the maelstrom of sounds that were bouncing around in my head. Out of curiosity, I focused on these voices to see if I could see what they were saying. I'd a sense that one of the voices was the visitor. He seemed to be asking questions and taking notes from someone. When I focused on the other voice, I couldn't rationally come to terms with what I was hearing. The other voice was my own. I felt like Alice falling down the rabbit hole. I could feel myself having a conversation with whoever was in the room with me. As soon as this revelation hit me, I felt, rather than heard, the visitor say to the other me, "He can hear us." The conversation carried on for a few more seconds, but I couldn't make out what was being said. It was as if they didn't care that I could hear them. Maybe they knew that I couldn't make sense of what they were saying. I could sense another presence in my head engaged in conversation. This was weird. But then even more bizarre was the fact that I could recognise this presence as myself. I don't know why I know this, I just do. The voice in my head was me. It was as if a sleeping part of my conscious mind had awoken and was just getting on with business. It is really hard to explain why I knew it was me. It was like watching myself in the mirror. But the reflection could hear things on the other side of the glass that I wasn't privy to. It was still me, but a part of me that could not communicate with me on this side of the reflection. Once I had realised that the other voice was myself, I could only watch and listen as the conversation carried on. I couldn't quite hear what was being said. I could only observe from outside. It was like watching two people talking through a sheet of thick glass. You can see their lips moving and hear the edge of their words, but not make out what is being said. They behaved like a couple of old work buddies that hadn't seen each other in years and were just catching up. It felt like there was a certain amount of shop talk going on, but also some friendly banter as well. I remember that eventually the voices just faded out and then the rhythmic pulses returned. I saw the shadowy being walk back across my field of vision toward my living room window. Shortly afterward, I saw a bright light in my peripheral vision move upwards towards the sky. I hadn't noticed this light before due to the fact that most of my vision was obscured by the pulsing colours that had filled my field of view. It wasn't until the light moved linearly and smoothly upward that I was able to notice it. Before then, it was just part of the jumble of light and sound that was filling my head. Shortly after I saw the light leave, the colours and sounds faded away as I slowly regained feeling in my body. As soon as I felt fully in control of my body, I got off the sofa and stumbled upstairs to bed. I noticed that it was 4 a.m. and birds were singing outside. It was spring, so the sky was beginning to lighten with the coming sunrise. As I lay my head down on my pillow, I remember wondering how no one had noticed the bright white light in my garden that I saw leave at the end of the encounter. The light had been incredibly bright and illuminated my whole room as it moved past my window. I suppose that this is just another mystery to add to a long list of others that already surround this whole phenomenon. My most recent encounter occurred in 2008. It wasn't a particularly remarkable encounter, but it was a little unusual. Once again, I was awoken in the early hours by a high-pitched ringing in my ears, which was immediately followed by paralysis. I heard someone in the house, and as I lay there, I was aware of someone opening my bedroom door and standing by my bed. I was laid on my back. I knew there was someone in the room with me, but they didn't seem to be doing anything. After a few seconds, I decided to try to sit up and confront the intruder. I tried to move my legs to begin with, so I focused all of my intent on shifting them sideways off the bed. It took a huge amount of effort, but I could feel my legs moving to the left. Eventually, I could feel my legs moving beyond the edge of the bed, but for some reason, I couldn't bend them. I imagined that my stiff legs must be sticking out like two planks of wood. I didn't know what to do next. I'd hoped that by shifting most of my weight off the bed, that their weight would have caused me to slither out of the bed. Remembering my success at breaking through the paralysis 2 years before, I tried to burst through the paralysis with a blast of energy from my Dantian. I had decided that I would use the weight of my legs to sit upright when I was released from my paralysis with my burst of concentration. I focused myself on my Dantian until I felt like a spring full of potential energy. I let loose with every bit of power that I could muster. Unfortunately, instead of sitting up, I found myself flying face first into the wall. Just before I hit, I tried to stop myself, but rather than put my arms out, I halted in mid-air. I still felt as if I was paralyzed, but that I was levitating. I couldn't see my surroundings very well. It was really dark, and I couldn't focus my eyes. I couldn't see the intruder, and I was completely disorientated. I couldn't get my head around what was going on. The next thing I remember is waking up at 5 a.m. I still don't know what happened that night. I don't know whether I was levitating, had another out-of-body experience, or whether the feeling of motion and change of view was just an illusion. I believe that I may have shifted out of body again, but not as completely as the previous time. I think that a lot of my sensations were still coming from my prone body, but that a part of me had managed to project itself into the air. I think that the paralysis was still affecting my perception when I moved out of my body. I lacked the pure clarity of perception that I had experienced during my previous out-of-body experience. I think that the mechanisms of my paralysis were somehow scrambling my perception. I could feel myself move through the room, but my vision and hearing were still obscured by light and sounds. I don't know what happened next. I wonder whether the visitor interacted with my projected self at all, or did it just have business with my body? I don't even know whether I was taken from the house that night. I just remember rocketing across the room in an ethereal state. My method of conveyance was identical to the last time that I had journeyed beyond my body, but the rest of the experience was completely different. I don't know how the visitors affected my memory in this state. Usually they will look into my eyes to induce a blackout, but this time my perception was on the other side of the room. Maybe they called Ghostbusters and hoovered me up. It was a weird experience, and I don't really know what to make of it, so I will leave it at that. Okay, so this week I was reading from Michael Allen's book, Alien Revelations. If you want to buy the book, there is info and a link in the show notes. And a great way to support the podcast is to sign up on Patreon. On the Alien UFO Podcast Patreon, when you sign up for $5 a month, you get an extended episode every week. And for $2 a month, you get an extended episode every month. If you want to give the extended episodes a try, there is a 7-day free trial. Just go to patreon.com/AlienUFOPodcast. And if you enjoy the podcast, please leave a review and be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or via your favourite podcast app to make sure that you don't miss out on any episodes. And thanks for listening.